In this bulletin, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the Health Minister Matt Hancock are both diagnosed with coronavirus. Returning Australians to be locked in hotels under tougher coronavirus quarantine rules from tonight. And in sport, football and rugby league players to soon learn how much they'll lose during the coronavirus shutdown. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for coronavirus. Mr. Johnson experienced mild symptoms, including a temperature and cough, before he was confirmed to be infected on Thursday. He was present at the weekly question and answer session in Parliament the day before, although it is unclear how many people he has had contact with. Mr. Johnson is in self-isolation for 7 days, but says he will continue to work from home to tackle the pandemic.
Be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team to lead the national fight back against coronavirus.
British Health Minister Matt Hancock announced on Friday morning he has also tested positive to COVID-19 and he is staying at home.
So I'll be self-isolating here until next Thursday. Fortunately for me, the symptoms so far have been very mild, so I've been able to carry on with the work, driving forward the UK response. And also being able to just say a massive thank you to everybody in the NHS, working social care and right across the board on the response.
Passengers returning to Australia from international flights will soon be placed into quarantine as a precaution to stop the spread of coronavirus. Vacant hotel rooms have been made available for the quarantine measures due to a drop in tourist numbers during the COVID-19 pandemic. From Saturday night, anyone returning to an Australian international airport will be kept in isolation for 14 days under the new rules. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the step is necessary because of overseas cases spreading the virus, but he has discouraged use of the term lockdown. Italy has recorded its biggest single rise in deaths, with almost 1,000 new coronavirus victims and a total of 86,000 cases. But there is some hope the coronavirus is slowing in Italy as the country records 9,000 fatalities. Public health expert Silvio Brusaferro says last week's numbers show the curve seems to be flattening. He indicated there are signs of a slowdown and the number of new contagions dropped this week until Thursday before rising again. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says globally the numbers are tragic, but many cases have recovered.
We are one humanity with one common enemy. No country can fight alone. We can only fight together and ignite the industrial might and innovation of the G20 to produce and distribute the tools needed to save lives. We must also make a promise to future generations, saying, never again.
The WHO also announced patients in Norway and Spain will take part in a trial to discover what drugs work against COVID-19. The US House has approved a $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief bill to help the economy and healthcare system during the coronavirus outbreak. The US Senate backed the bill unanimously on Wednesday night to give US residents direct payments within 3 weeks. Democrats Speaker Nancy Pelosi earlier urged House members not to delay the economic support, the largest rescue measure in US history.
The American people deserve a government-wide, visionary, evidence-based response to address these threats to their lives and their livelihood, and they need it now.
US President Donald Trump still needs to sign it into law. The retail union SDA says the federal government is failing to step up and support workers losing their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. Myer is the latest brand to temporarily close all stores and stand down 10,000 of its staff without pay for at least 4 weeks from tomorrow. The department store says the businesses will continue to operate online. The SDA's National Secretary, Gerard Dwyer, says Myer has been a symbol of Australian retail success for more than a century. To sport, and the AFL has struck a deal with its players that will result in pay cuts of 50% over the next 2 months. Future cuts beyond that will depend how much AFL is played for the rest of the year. Lower paid players will not be hit as hard as their higher earning teammates. The league is under severe pressure to cut costs, with 80% of AFL and club staff already stood down. Rugby league players won't know how much of a pay cut they will have to take due to the competition's suspension until early next week. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, morning shower or two, 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 30. Melbourne, also sunny, 28. Hobart, sunny, 26. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, a possible shower, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24. Brisbane, similar conditions, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.